I mean, if I were designing messages for the CDC on this pandemic, the key message would, one would be, we're really lucky so far. It's turning out much less severe than we thought it was. And a second message would be, we're not out of the woods yet. It could get more severe. It's very likely to get more widespread, even if it doesn't get more severe. We're moving into a period when we have enough vaccine, and it's kind of a no-brainer to get vaccinated, notwithstanding the fact that it's pretty mild. And then the third message, I think, would be, way back some months ago, we made some guesses about what age groups and were most likely to be vulnerable, and some of those guesses turned out right, and some of those guesses didn't turn out right. And it almost doesn't matter anymore because we're getting to the point where we'll have enough vaccine for everybody who wants it, and priority groups won't make much difference. But just for the record, if we were back in April and rethinking the priority groups based on the data we have now, we'd do it differently. And that third message is less important than the other two, except as a matter of candor, as a matter of teaching the public that science is a process of endless approximations. I mean, it's what we teach eighth graders. You do science and you reach a conclusion, and it's only true until you find out more science, and then you change your conclusion a little bit as you learn more and more and more. And that's certainly true in an emerging science like the science of this new, never before seen flu virus. So, I mean, it's really an opportunity to teach the public that when you're managing an emerging disease, you have to build your boat and sail it at the same time. And you make some mistakes. You make some judgments that are that turn out in hindsight to have been less than optimal. There's no way to do better than that, so you have to keep changing.